Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode 28 of the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. How's it going? How are things? How are you?
I am good.
By the way, you can answer your phone if you want to, if it rings during the time.
It's on the floor. I'll turn it upside down.
Well, we have to explain to people that while we're recording this podcast today, you've got children who are here, there and in other places and may need to be collected at any stage.
Yeah.
So we might have to pause halfway through.
No, we're all right.
To go and grab a child.
That'd be grand.
Oh, leave them there for an hour. Nothing like a good hour, I say.
I told them somewhere safe to stand. Hide under there.
In the rain there now. Just wait until mam comes and gets you. I think it's the first rule of parenting. Anyway, how's it going?
I'm good.
Tell us about your week.
Oh my God, it was a busy week. It was a busy week with the books. The books came on Monday. Great excitement. Big truck came. Couldn't turn up at the house, so I had to drop everything at the bottom of the road.
Yeah.
So we had to...
Couldn't get up the avenue of the house, you see.
Get up the hill.
The avenue.
Oh.
Past the gates.
So we had to...
How did you get the books from point A to point B?
So a pallet truck came, dropped them in the yard below. And we then got the trailer, the box... No, what? A big low trailer on the Jeep. Down we went.
Big low trailer, lads.
Yeah, I'm really great at explaining things. And basically had to open the three pallets and handball, is that the right word, them in? And up into the garage.
Right.
Off and then into the other room.
Okay, so they're going from one place to the next place, right? So in the assembly line of the books, what happens next?
Okay, so Dermot was great. You couldn't get in our garage. Now, my garage, you could live in it. It was my office. So
Two garages, lads. Two garage avenue gate.
Shut
There's
up.
A lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
But there is two garages, and there was the one front. That's your office.
Yes, it's carpeted, heat, painted, the lot.
So it's not really a garage, it's an office.
It's an office, okay. Yeah. But it then became...
A second
put it
garage.
Out in the garage. Where is it? It's out in the garage. Everything was out in the garage. Because I am a... Just get a skip and throw everything in the skip.
Yeah.
And my husband is I will hold on to that.
You'd never know.
Baby chair, we might need it.
That
or we'll
boat,
hold on
no.
to that screw that fell off that toy. We might need it. So everything is in the garage. So he tore into it anyways and it's fab. He has like a production line set up. So then we have two big tables and bring in the boxes, open the books, they're in wrapping, wrap them, sticker on, wrap them in bubble wrap, into an envelope. And then he had to go off and do all the lists and names and addresses and make sure cross-check everything.
Yes.
Yes, she's paid. That can go.
He was explaining to me about stuff.
A lot of times.
That he has to do, the clicking things and making sure it's all right.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself all the way through it, thank God it's you that's doing that job, not me.
No crack. So yeah, we had a busy week. It was like having a newborn, that tiredness. I was like, I felt hungover and there was no drink.
Yeah, because it's not an 8-hour day, it's a... 15-hour day.
20-hour day. I think one night we went to bed at, I think it was 2 o'clock and we were up again at 6:30.
Yes.
So we just had to get all the orders out together because obviously if Mary gets it before Bridie, there'll be war.
Yeah.
So we have to have them as close as we can. So we're on top of it again, but it's been a bit of a mental week, you could say.
So these are all the pre-ordered books that people ordered from the website. And are they all gone out now?
No, there is about 3/4 of them gone out.
Very good.
Some are gone with On Post and others are gone with couriers. And they'll all be kind of drip delivered from Monday on.
Brilliant.
Actually, somebody got one today.
Uh-huh.
Got a message today. So.
So what about shops?
Shops are going to shops in the next kind of week and a half.
Right.
So they'll be obviously up on my page where they're going to be and what shops they're in once I get this done and tick this box. And then it's the launch has to be organised. So it's a lot of stuff to be done.
Very good.
We just stalled the ball on the time there for about 2 days. It'll be great. Catch me tail.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Because there'll be always something. So
that's
we
it.
Can say between now and Christmas, it's all over.
Yeah.
And then you look at January and that'll be the depression time. So you give January over to being depressed. Then February you start to go, look.
But aren't we getting the bank holiday in February?
Oh yeah, so things are getting better in February. And then by March you go, look, the daffodils are out. Yeah. April, we're going to have to come up with another book.
Yeah.
And then it all starts again.
Definitely not.
We have had a copy of the book in our house, and it is fabulous. It really is fabulous, and
thank you.
It is. You can see the amount of work that's gone into it.
Yeah,
you know, you often came on here and were saying about, oh, I'm so tired and I was working and I never did again and I'm so tired. But you can actually see the value of the amount of work.
I'm glad you appreciate the hard work.
Yes.
Thank you, David.
And we've actually had a couple of your things from the book. We've eaten them this week.
Yeah.
We had the sweet and sticky chicken.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big winner.
That was a nice one, I have to say. Yeah. We had that on one of the evenings there. It was very good. And it's lovely to see even a picture of himself in it.
Ah, sure. Look, he was delighted about that. Oh, he was so happy as the picture wasn't taken at the front door. And he was like, Jesus Christ, do I really have to be in this?
Yes.
Shut up and smile.
Just smile. That's all you have to do is smile. And what people don't know about this book is they probably think that Sarah has a team of people working in the background.
I wish I did.
Yeah. And that they're all of, like, they have a team of people who are going to post that book out.
No.
There's all these people who took the photographs of the food. But the reality is, this was done by you.
Yeah.
Dermot's helping out.
Yeah.
But pretty much 90%. Now, there was publishers who looked through it and they made sure.
We had our publishers and we had a photographer down to do the cover shot and one or two of the inside ones. But yeah, 99% was ourselves, and Thomas was out making boxes with Grace during the week for the multiple orders. And it's very much a
family affair.
A family affair.
And it's a legacy. It's going to be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And in 20 years, Amy, remember when I looked like that? And the kids would look like
thanks,
that.
David,
look at
thanks, David.
Look how we've aged. We've aged.
I just go around with the book up to my face. Hi, this is what I really look like. It's taken. If you saw me during the week, you'd be like, that's definitely not her.
This is the same person at all.
Not the same person.
Anyway.
Crying nearly with tiredness.
And then, of course, publicising it over the next couple of weeks as well, which is going to be very exciting. And you'll be telling the same story. And then you'll tell the same story. And then you'll tell the same story. And then you'll be on something else. And you'll have to tell the same story again. But the thing about it is, and I'm giving you a bit of advice now.
What?
From a man who's a lot of years in it. What? You have to tell the story the 50th time.
As good as the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you want to learn a good lesson, who does that? Dave Grohl. Right?
Okay,
he's been publicizing his book for the last couple of weeks.
The week, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
He will tell the same story.
The same enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. As if he's never told it before.
Yeah.
You have to.
Did you get his book?
I haven't got it yet.
Oh,
no,
I'm looking forward to getting that book.
Because you will get you will be on the 50th interview. You'll be like, yeah, I got hacked. Yeah, lemon meringue. Just look it up yourselves. So it's just about being very positive about it. It's fantastic. It's fabulous.
Sure, I'm so positive all the time, David.
Yeah.
Skipping around.
Actually, you tweeted this week, didn't you?
Did I? What did I tweet? I mistakenly forgot that. What did I tweet?
You tweeted some stuff from The Secret.
Oh, did I? That's
you did,
right.
You did, yeah. Do you remember you tweeted that?
Yeah, I did that.
You tweeted some inspirational quotes from it. Well, and I just see now. I'm going to go back here to where you tweeted them. The Secret. Why don't you have resistance? You can manifest anything with a single thought. When you don't have resistance, your body can heal itself. When you don't have resistance, you reside in happiness every day of your life. The greatest secret shows you how to let go of resistance.
I completely.
I have
out
no
there.
Idea
halfway
what's going on there.
There. All I heard was a lot of resistance.
Shorter ones. Happiness is a choice, because it is a feeling generated from inside of us.
You have such a radio voice.
Not just you and I. It is everybody.
Happiness is a choice.
Choose to be happy today, and every day.
I could get you to do the audiobook of my book.
Are you going to do the audiobook?
I know, because I won't be able to talk without cursing at least 10 times in a recipe.
When you're feeling good, you are on the frequency of receiving, and you will receive what you have asked for.
Oh, I better feel good. Start feeling good. Feeling good.
The other thing I asked, it's amazing, you know, this time last week, I had never heard the saying, ever, never heard the saying, Mercury was in retrograde. Saw a big thing about it on television during the week.
Oh my God, that's mad.
Somebody said Mercury's in retrograde. And they said, oh, what's that about? Blah, blah, blah.
No. It's not in renegade, like I thought. Retrograde. Not renegade. Like the renegade master.
Yeah, back once again with the renegade master.
Do you know the next line?
Something.
Fire
something.
To the people. Something like that.
Yeah. That was one of when I was a DJ. That was
that was a real 90s.
A million years ago.
I was probably a 14-year-old in like an 18-year-old sneaking in behind someone. Well, remember that? Here, can I hold your hand going in here? Like, so you'd hold hands with like a 21-year-old that you knew just to get in the door.
Never had to do that. But on reflection, the way you talk about your ages and when you did things, and when you go back on some of our podcasts, you the maths don't add up. For example, you would say, oh yeah, I went to see Robbie Williams and I was doing the maths.
I know. I was like 14.
No, you were 11, according to the math.
I wasn't 11.
You said 96. You were born in what year?
I was 13.
Oh, 13.
Yeah.
13, right.
Yeah.
13.
Okay. Make me younger than I am.
You were married at 15. Had your first child when you were 15 and a half. It's all amazing. Is that the talk about the book in the minute? Can we just say it's fabulous? And if you haven't got it.
Get it.
Get it. And you will use. It's not one of those books that we're saying, get it because the pictures are lovely.
Well, every recipe has a picture, and I think that's really important, because I know when I get books, it might sound nice, and I'm like, no, I need to see a picture. I only ever cook with pictures. So that was my main thing. Everything had to have a corresponding picture. And every recipe has a little top tip and a little kind of advice as to what you can use this in for something else. Yeah, it's just a really normal book, and you'll use all the recipes.
But you also leave space for notes for people,
yeah,
which I think is massive. Yeah. Meal planning, which we talk about all the time on here, and you also give top tips for each one of those.
Yeah.
And again, as I pointed out last week, and I hate blowing smoke up your ass, but as I said to you, when you're cooking food, and I see you cooking, and you're throwing this in, and you're throwing that, and you're throwing this in.
Mm.
But then when you're told the exact amounts, and you're going, oh no, should I have to go back now and measure out exactly what I did there?
That was the problem, you see. I was just like making my dinners, and then I had to write the recipe, so I had to actually like weigh everything and measure everything.
How are your chopping skills, by the way?
Very good.
Yeah?
Good. No, there's been a lot of hand chops done. Yeah. Also, you have to do the claw, keep your fingernails back so that you don't take the tops of your fingers. But yeah, I've learned from experience not to chop my fingers
off. Ladies and gentlemen, as well, we get a mention in the book too.
We got into the acknowledgements page with all the very other important people.
So if you buy the book for that reason alone, that'll do me.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to bring out a book next year.
You're supporting David here.
Somebody said to me, you should bring out a book.
Yeah, do
and
it.
I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You're going to end up like me.
What am I going to write about though?
Me, obviously.
That's sorry. We start with food. 11 and a half minutes in. And this week we're going to talk about some of those top tips that are available in said book.
Just some top tips that if you put into practice, you know, the more you try and do something, it becomes a thing then that you do it all the time without thinking. So, for example, I'm just going to list out a few of mine that will come to mind straight away. When you're cooking chicken, for say a chicken curry or something like a stew or something in a sauce, if you soak it in buttermilk for a couple of hours, or preferably overnight, it gives you the most gorgeous tender chicken.
I think before you started ever doing any of this stuff, I said to you once, if you leave chicken in buttermilk, it's the thing.
I think we had this discussion before.
And is it the thing?
It is the thing. Funny, I had a message actually from a girl going, it is a game changer. Like, you know when you get an Indian and the chicken is just really, really tender?
Yeah, it breaks it all down before you cook it.
Exactly. No, you don't put the milk in with it. You rinse it and chop it up. Then the other one will be not to put cold meat into a hot pan, especially with, say, a steak.
Yes.
Get your meat to room temperature, and that will stop it being tough. Lemons. We love our lemons. Lemons and lettuce. Lemons and strawberries, a slice in there. We'll keep them fresh in with your roast chicken. Lemons, I always have loads of them. What else have we got? If you're making brown bread, try not to cut it for a couple of hours. And cut much easier, because that's falls apart. And get yourself a whisk when you're making up a sauce or soup, custard, whisk continually, and you'll have lump-free
sauces.
Glad
you're doing the action
for it.
I wasn't sure what a whisk did.
I know, they can't see me. Actually, I did a video once and I was using a sieve, but I kept calling it a whisk the whole way through the video. I was so annoyed because I couldn't post the video then. Because I kept saying, and get your sieve.
You should have said, spot the mistake and you could win an apron.
Yeah, could have done that. So yeah, that was annoying. I'll give you another funny one. I was doing a demo actually. It was so funny. Well, it wasn't funny at the time because I had to redo it. Halfway through the demo, a delivery guy came and I was just in a white like t-shirt. This was before I wore aprons. So I went out and sure, look, he was there talking to me for ages and it was really cold.
I think I know the story.
So I came in.
I don't know if you should be sharing this story.
And I finished my video and went to edit it and there were like nipple bullets from halfway through till the end. So I had to redo the bloody thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you posted that video, you might have got a lot of followers.
Yeah, that's true. I think it might be in my archives. If I can pull that out if things get quiet.
I don't know if you want those followers, to be honest. I think you're okay with the followers you have.
Oh, you just don't know who's following you. You just don't know who. Hashtag or at some crazy name with a flower as a profile picture. You're like, who is this person?
Where were we now?
Oh, yeah.
You've completely thrown me
sorry.
Off.
Sorry. We went in talking about bullets there. Burger buns are fantastic for breadcrumbs if you're
if
making
I did the same thing, by the way. If I went outside the cold and came back in and did the video, they'd be like, ooh, this is disgusting. Sorry. So we're talking about...
Well, I got an apron after that.
Learned lesson.
The only reason I got the apron. Burger buns make brilliant breadcrumbs.
Yes.
Way nicer and fluffier than bread.
There's a thing on your...
Yes, your bread is very stale.
When you started day one, you were on YouTube for 5 minutes.
I know, yeah.
Great. And for some reason, I think I'm the only person that subscribed to your YouTube
probably,
channel.
Yeah.
So you keep coming up all the time.
Yeah.
And one that keeps coming up on the YouTube. Is, so here we are now. So there's scones comes up from you.
Yeah.
And also Parma wrapped chicken with mozzarella. Lemon drizzle cake is where it all began. The best bolognese, lamb stew pots.
Yeah, they're all there. I see, I
there we go.
Them.
Look, chicken goujons.
Yeah, with the burger
and there you are
buns.
With your... And here you are.
Hi, guys. Chicken goujons, a number one favorite in this house.
Oh, stop, I'm sick here of myself.
Along the way, because I had no bread one day, was to make the breadcrumbs using burger buns. It gives a really fluffy burger crumb finish as opposed to bread, which sometimes can be, if it's too fresh, doughy. Or you can just go and buy a bag in the shop.
Yes, you
can
cut your chicken into nice thin strips. The thinner they are, the crispier it's going to be.
Please stop my voice. God, Dermot does that in bed. He starts watching my stories when we're in bed and I'm just like, please, oh, I've had enough of Sarah Butler for today.
I know. Isn't it funny? You reach a limit of yourself.
Of yourself.
Oh, I got you in a little secret. I could be doing the radio show sometimes and I could go and put on a song and go, you shut up! To myself. Just going, God, if I was the other side of this, I'd be going, Jesus, I've had enough of him
and
today.
Here we are doing a podcast, like.
Hello, everybody.
Talking. Talking.
Next top tip.
Top tip for if you are trying to get the perfectly poached egg.
Oh, I want to talk about eggs. Yes,
yeah.
Eggs, perfect.
So the whole water and the saucepan and the vinegar and the spirulina and that. No.
Oh, right.
Get yourself a frying pan.
Okay.
Put a cup of water into it. Bring it to a simmer. Crack your egg into the middle and put the lid of a saucepan on top.
Yeah.
And it steams it. And it doesn't go all over the place. And you've got your perfect poached egg. Healthily as well, because you're not using any oils.
For a top tip for if you're doing a burger or sometimes a steak and you want to keep it kind of nice and moist.
Yeah.
The same idea.
Oh,
not
yes.
Use your oil, but to keep the moisture in.
Put a lid on.
Put a lid on it sometimes.
Okay.
Just a little pot over it and it can keep the moisture in.
Very good.
What about fried eggs?
I'm my job here now. This book is trying to move in on it.
The book is coming, lads. The book is coming. And it'll be called David Cawley. Yours is not. Actually, that's the first thing that shocked me. Your book is not called Sarah Butler at Home.
I know, it's Sarah Butler.
Home Cooking.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a change.
Like, I'm going to have to leave the house at some stage. Actually, it's funny. I did a try on for Carrig Dunn this week, right? So they invited me into their store to like look at all their lovely homeware and try on their clothes, whatever. So it was brilliant because I hadn't been out of the house in 4 days and I'd never done that before. So we had great crack. And I got a message last night around like 1 o'clock. I was like, oh no, it's the first negative message. And basically it was somebody saying, hi Sarah, I love your page, followed you from the start, and more or less said, I really hope that you're not going to go down this route of just going with brands for the sake of it, and basically said, I hope you're not just doing this to get the money, and you know, your cooking is your niche, whatever. And I was like,
Okay,
relax, Bridie. People ask me all the time, where'd you get your jumper? I like fashion. I'm not just in my kitchen all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
That got in your head though, isn't it funny?
It really got in my head. She got a very long message back. Very nice message. Thanks so much. Thank you, honey. I know what I'm at. I'm not going to turn around and just work with the brand because you've been paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm daily turning down brands going, no, 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 not my thing. Don't like that.
Yeah.
You know. But I was like, God, thanks, hon, but I know what I'm at. But I did have a little bit of a heart attack because I was like, oh no. Now she was very nice and she said, oh yeah, absolutely, if you enjoy it and it's good for your page, you know, it might be another thing you can do. But I suppose you're always like waiting for it.
Mm. They're just asking not to change, and I think that's fair enough. They're all right, but you're not going to change. I mean, different things are going to happen.
Well, no,
but
if I came on wearing like crazy, crazy clothes that I would never wear. Like I was in there going, no, I wouldn't wear that. No, I won't wear that.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you take the clothes home or did they all go back on the shelf?
They went back on the shelf.
Oh my God, so somebody could go in there. I might go in there and start trying on.
In.
What size are you?
There you go.
Well, if it was shoes, we'd be perfectly matched.
We'd be perfectly matched. I had to bring my own shoes because that was a big foot.
Sorry, we don't do
they
shoes.
They gave me one pair that were size 6 and I was like...
Really?
You know when kids like wear their parents' high heels, it was like the opposite of that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You my whole back of my foot was hanging out over the heels. I pretend they fish it.
Eggs, fried eggs. So when I'm frying an egg... I have a massive problem with frying an egg.
Why?
Because it breaks on me every time.
When you crack it into the pan?
When I crack it into the pan.
Do you keep your eggs in or out of the fridge?
Out of the fridge. In a little basket. I can guarantee you, if I was to do a fried egg for myself and a fried egg for Jane, one of them would break.
And do you crack it from a height?
I've tried cracking it into a cup. I've tried cracking it on the side of the... Oh, it just will break.
Oh gosh, I'll have to teach you how to do that.
Yeah.
Can you crack an egg with one hand?
Can I?
Hell. Crack it and then open it.
Nah, I'm a radio DJ.
Yeah, there you go. I knew that. I'm sorry.
The queen who can do
but
everything.
But if it doesn't work, then like all the egg yolks go in on top of the dinner.
Yeah, scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
So scrambled eggs, there was a bit of a discussion about scrambled eggs a few weeks ago. Because Gino was saying that to do a perfect scrambled egg, you put the egg, just crack the egg into a cold pan.
Yeah.
Knobs of butter. And then you stir it up. And you get your perfect scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
No salt or no pepper.
Okay.
So I would say you need a bit of salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah, you need a bit of salt.
People with their scrambled eggs have a habit of overcooking them as well.
Yeah.
They leave them and cook them and cook them and cook them.
The minute it's coming together, take it off the heat.
Take it off and let it cook it in the residual heat that's left over.
That's it. Residual heat.
Fancy words, lads. Put that one down for David's book. No. Residual. How do you spell residual? How do you spell restaurant?
Shut up. I'd have a better job at residual restaurant. I still don't know how to spell it. R-E-S-T-E-R-A-U-N-T.
What was the other one that you... What was the other one that you couldn't spell? There's one more that you kept leaving out.
Oh, mixture. I kept leaving the T out of the mixture. I have to say, though, I'm very conscious now of like my commas and my spellings and my grammar.
Yeah, just make you more
Thank
aware
you
of this
much,
kind of stuff.
Book Hub Publishing for...
I did read some of the... So, as your intro into some of them, I was reading them. And I would know it's you.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, well, this wasn't written by anybody else. Yeah. I know that's exactly...
There's one, actually, that's the gravy. We had a big kind of over and back, not an argument, but a heated discussion, they were really trying to make me change the wording. So for the gravy, so if you're doing your roast chicken or your beef, I'm like in the ingredient method, it is, scrape the burnt bits off the side of the roasting dish with your whisk. And they were like, would you not use remnants, is it? You know, instead of burnt bits. And I was like, no.
Because it is burnt
because
bits.
Because it is the burnt bits, and some people might not know what the remnants are, and I want to leave it as burnt bits. They're like, are you sure? Even before it was going to print, they're like, are you sure about the gravy? I was like, yes, I'm sure. That is normal terms.
That's how we speak.
That's how we speak.
And it is burnt bits around the corner. Yeah. Fanciness would call it caramelized. Mm. If you burn something these days, you can say, no, it's just caramelized. But those bits are very essential for flavour. Yeah. And anyway, aren't you sieving it at the end of the day?
You're sieving it.
So you're taking the burnt bits out.
Yeah, but the burnt bits, when you get them softened, that's where all the yumminess is, and then they break down into gravy.
You grew up with a gravy that was made, traditional gravy, whereas a lot of families... grew up with the Bisto or that's how they grew up with their they didn't know what this because I do remember and I think we talked about it in episode one being at your house once where there was gravy and there didn't seem to be enough gravy for everybody to go around so there was war
like
and I was going in our house there was never a problem with
that.
you just got
another jug and put more of the Bisto in.
Because even gravy on a Sunday in our house when you're doing your chicken or whatever it depends on the chicken sometimes a lot of fat can come off the chicken and we have that thing that separates it so I could cook the chicken I could say to Jane there's you know if I put in me maple sauce me carrots me bay leaf me lemon me garlic me onion
he's been reading my book
no I have not put butter on top of it put a bit of sage on it but a bit of thyme pepper and salt that will make lovely gravy and it'll be lovely deep and rich so sometimes when you do the separator you get a lot of fat on it and you're going
it's annoying
we'll use another one instead of that
it's
one
it's very precious the homemade gravy
is that food?
That's food I think
do you know what a little round of applause episode 28 we've actually talked about food this week. We're 24 minutes in and there's been a fair bit of food.
We strayed off the subject there for a few times but we came back
a couple of follow ups for you.
Yes.
Last week, we talked about asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Got a message from Kira.
Right.
The first time I ate asparagus, I thought there was something really, really wrong with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. stinks.
It's a crazy, crazy pee smell.
Oh, it stinks. It was for me now. It's there for 12 hours. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. Stink. And also, keeping in line with our stupid thing update, with stupid things that we do. Yeah. Any stupid things to report this week?
I'm pretty sure I did a few, but I'm just like...
Okay, you think
mitered.
For a second. Yeah. My one was I was filling the car with diesel.
Yeah.
Because it's a diesel car.
You did not.
No, but, you know, I was halfway through it. And I went, am I putting in diesel? Yeah, and I had that moment of panic where I didn't remember which one I'd picked up. And I looked down and I see that the handle is black, but it doesn't say diesel on it.
Oh, the panic.
So I had that moment of going, is it diesel?
Oh, God. That happened to us in Dublin. And it was Dermot who put it into the car.
Oh, he did not.
So he rang.
Let's remind him about that. A lot.
Let's tell everyone.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. We're telling them on the podcast. So what did he do?
So I was pregnant at the time, actually. So he took off out of the place, cool as a breeze, like internally panicking. And he rang his mechanic friend and he said, whatever you do, don't stop. Keep driving to
Mayo.
He's
a mechanic friend.
Yeah.
You see, he's the type of person that has a mechanic friend.
He's a friend. Like
I do. My friends, I look at them and I go,
he'd have loads to ring.
If there was something wrong with my car, which one of my friends am I ringing? None of them.
I don't know.
So mechanic friend said,
he said, drive it. Do not stop the car. Drive it straight to home. And I tell you, I thought we'd never get home.
So he put petrol into a diesel car.
Yeah.
And did you get home?
You got home.
Yeah. You see, a diesel car is good. It can do that. If you put diesel into a petrol car,
figured
about
not good.
It.
Yeah.
Not good about
glad
it.
Glad it wasn't me anyway. That was anyway, the main thing.
So stupid updates. We'll keep doing stupid things and we'll keep telling you about them. There's lots of them in there. There's one another one that, and I thought about it last night when I was out and about. And I couldn't.
Were you out and about again, walking up and down, chasing cats in your underpants?
No. Although the other situation, you remember the other thing that was, you know, the thing that I was doing a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's still going on.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, very bad. Christ. So I found myself this morning at about 6:20.
God.
The lot.
No.
Yep.
To any new followers, David does a bit of crazy stuff. You better listen back because he was after looking at me and going, don't say anything.
Well, it's okay. I don't mind. I'm taking my pants down in the middle of the night. I don't know. There's nobody there. It's only my wife and she's fast asleep. But I wake up and find myself practically naked. Yeah, and going, what did I do that for? No, but I was out and about.
Maybe you're sleep undressing. Maybe, is that a thing? Have you Googled? Is there such a thing
sleep
as sleep undressing?
Sleep undressing yourself is no
like
crack,
sleepwalking.
Though.
Well, I'd love to see you sleep undressing, Jane.
Oh,
she'd have your bathroom.
You'd
be sleeping for a long time. Forever.
At the bottom of the bed, like a dog. But I was out and about last night. And normally, if I'm out and about, if I'm going for a walk, and if I thought of something, I would put it up on the podcast WhatsApp group. But I was running, so I can't.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I was thinking, oh yeah, you'll remember that when you get back to the car.
I hate that. Gone. And you still can't remember it.
No, and it was something completely stupid that I had done.
Oh, crap. Yeah, you see, that's why you need to email yourself like me.
So keep the stupid things coming to us. By the way, our email address is sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. You'll find Sarah on Instagram at sarahbutlerofficial. And of course, we're on Twitter as well at butlerpodcast. The secret and all of that is available there. Next bits and pieces. Other business, as we like to say. We're getting to that time where people are thinking about, well, of course, we've Halloween in a couple of weeks, but then a few weeks after that.
Oh, stop. No.
But it got me thinking during the week about your favourite toy growing up.
Let me see. I did have one of them things that you, funny, we were over in Westport yesterday. All the old Fisher-Price toys are coming back. Remember the little phone?
Yeah.
And his eyes went up and down when you pulled him.
Yeah.
He's back. There was also a little dog that you pulled on a string. He's back.
And he doesn't poop himself or anything.
No,
because these days, these dogs, like, they poop themselves.
They do everything. Yeah. No, it's the actual exact same design. Oh. It's exactly the same as they were in the 80s. And then the xylophone thing. Is it a
xylophone?
Xylophone?
Yeah. Check your phone. That.
It's all right.
Is she all right?
She's still there. She's still where she's meant to be. We're okay.
It's herself that's texting.
No, I'm just watching everyone else. I'm just watching all the other mothers going, yes, we'll be there in plenty of time. Sarah will be a cloud of smoke tearing down the town. Get into the car. We have to be somewhere else yesterday.
When did we get to the point where people started buying the little dogs? Because we had it in the house. So you put the stuff in the front of the dog and then he poops it out the back.
Oh, it's gross. Yeah, that was a game that we had. No, my favourite thing as a kid. Remember the wheel you could get? And it was a Barbie stencil. So you had different dresses and then you had different tops and then you had different heads and you could pick which one you wanted and then you put a piece of paper over and you coloured.
Ah.
So you had, like, it was like a fashion wheel.
Right.
I used to love that.
So you were the youngest in your house,
yeah.
And you were the youngest by a distance.
Yeah,
so all your stuff was probably not hand-me-down. It was probably all new.
That's why it's all about me all the time.
Yeah, it's about me. Nobody else.
It has to be about me.
My favorite toy growing up wasn't a toy at all.
Oh no,
Santa Claus. No, it's not a sad story.
Look at mother of God. There's a really small violin in under the desk there when you get it from me. Go on. I used to play in the streets with stones. Go on. What was your favourite toy?
It was a little Ireland away kit.
Okay.
Right?
So what is that? Is that an outfit?
So a football kit.
Okay.
But it's the away kit. It's not the home kit.
It's
so my brother...
when playing someone else.
Yeah. My brother got the home kit. So his one is green. My one was white.
Mm.
And I wore that for everything. So when I was watching rugby, I was Ollie Campbell. When I was watching soccer, I was Tony Grealish.
Okay.
I was whoever it was. Once I put that kit on,
oh,
I became
that other person.
Yeah. That, and it was 1982 when I got that. And I just, that, and it wasn't a toy at all, but I knocked more fun out of that away kit than I ever knocked out anything else. And then I got a small video game. Everybody was getting the Ataris and things like that, but I got a small one.
Yeah.
That, you know, I can imagine if I brought it here to you now, it'd last 4 seconds. Because I'd turn it on and be like, beep, 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 and you'd be like, no!
Get out of here.
But I can still remember hiding under the blankets of my bed
playing
that. And it was a little ship that had to blow other things up.
Oh, gosh.
It was
like green and remember the old...
Oh, very basic.
Yeah.
Very basic with a very piercing noise that went through it. But I loved it. Loved
God,
it dearly.
You're really showing your age. Like...
I thought you were going to say, you're really showing your teeth or you're really showing your eyes.
Yeah, that must have been like, what, early 70s?
No, it wasn't the early 70s, thanks very much. Was there anything else, like animal-wise?
I just always played with the cats and the dogs. I used to play circus with them, and so you get the cats all, you chase the cats until you found them, because most of them were like... feral cats.
Do you know, like,
wild cats.
You mean like our cats, when your children come into my house?
Yeah.
My cats are like, oh my God.
Yeah, but your cats are like
out
house
here.
Cats. These cats were just because we were on the farm, so they were just all constantly cats having kittens. So you'd manage to ply them with food, and then you'd be hiding somewhere, and I'd grab them, get them, get completely scrubbed. I mean, all I remember from being a kid was just scrapes constantly all over me from the cats. Throw them into the shed and lock them in the shed, and then it was like, right, have them now. So you'd be making planks across, and you'd be making them walk across the plank with treats and do circus tricks with them, just playing games with the animals, because most of the rest of them were gone off to college and school, so I just had the animals, so we used to play games.
There's a wonderful photograph we found. I don't know, did you probably share it at some stage, of you and Jane, when Jane was probably... She was
probably about 14.
Yeah, and you were very small.
Yeah.
And you've got a putty cat.
That was Jerry, my cat.
Yeah.
Who I taught to feed with a bottle. She used to sit, when she saw, remember the bottles you get full of Smarties in the 80s?
Yes.
So I had one of them, and I used to put milk in it, warm milk, and I cut the top off. And from a kitten, I taught her to drink from it. So when she'd see the bottle, you know the way when a cat sees their cat food, they're like, meow, meow, meow. She'd go crazy. So I taught her to sit and hold it with her paws.
Yeah.
And then we were in Galway one day, and there was a guy selling toys, like cradles for dolls. So we got one for the cat, and he thought this was hilarious that it was for a cat. And she used to jump into her little cradle and sleep in it.
Is that Jerry that was Jerry?
That was Jerry that I had her until I was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Jerry well, yeah.
Yeah. Jerry with Cornelius. Dad ran over her.
That was the multicoloured one.
You were there. Were you there the night? And I ran in, bawling and crying, into the room. Yeah. Cornelius is dead. And Jane freaked out. Oh my God, I thought it was like Nan or Dad that was dead. It's only a cat.
Cornelius, yeah.
Nana used to come up with great names. Faustina was a toy that Ruth has. Cornelius, she had a Charmaine. You go into Nana for like cat names.
I remember Charmaine, yeah.
Yeah,
it's great.
Clearly, she didn't pick Jerry. I thought it was a boy. So I was like Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
But it wasn't.
It was a girl. Yeah, yeah. She had a very flat face, Jerry. I remember flat face. Like she ran into a wall or something.
Didn't. She
had
a beautiful
flat face. Like she wall. We had a situation. I know you know about this last night where one of our cats was outside, and she's a bit...
sitting on the top of a fence, like,
and
contemplating life.
Jane was out the back on the phone to you, I think, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a fox came around the back of the house.
Really?
I made a run for her. Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a bit of scraping and shouting and roaring, and I think Jane shouted at Fox, and Fox went away. And that got me thinking. We used to have a cat called Tiger, and Tiger was an amazing cat.
Mm.
He was brutally tough.
Yeah.
And one morning I was looking out the window, as I do, in the middle of the night, and I saw a fox eating Tiger's food. And the next thing,
yeah, remember this.
And the next thing, I saw Tiger running at high speed.
And he ran away, didn't he?
He high karate'd him into the face, and the fox ran away.
Yeah, high karate'd him.
He did.
Yeah,
no, that's the word. That's the word. High karate is also
a such a pity you didn't get that in camera.
Aftershave. Do you want to just take that call? Do you want to just take the text?
No, it's all right.
Take your time. Do we need to wrap it up?
No, we're good. We've got 10 minutes.
We've got 10. So 10 minutes from now to you collecting her.
No, well, I mean, I'm just texting him to see is he in town. So if he's in town, then we're okay. I wonder if I rang a taxi.
The amazing thing about podcasts is you can pause them.
Yeah, that's true.
We could just pause now, and you can go and get her, and we can pick it up from this very point.
That's actually good. Oh no, it's all right. He's in town. Okay, that's fine. Hold on. Can you
drop
get
her
Grace
to where from we are,
Pizza Bro, and bring to me?
Sorry, listen.
Now you're sorry, getting a really good insight into my life.
This is brilliant. where was I? We're cats. We went
cats,
from favourite Tories
into
cats.
Karate chopping foxes.
I have to just check the time as well, because we have to make sure that we don't go way over waffling crap. And we are at that time nearly, you know what? And I had so much stuff I thought we wouldn't get.
No way.
Yeah, I two quick ones for you. Flash the lights. I've been flashing the lights.
What do you mean, flash the lights?
Flashing the lights. Flashing me lights.
At people.
At one person who I keep thinking is Dermot.
Oh, Dermot. No.
He drives the same Jeep as Dermot. He's coming in the road at the same kind of tempo Dermot comes in the road.
What tempo does he
come in? I keep flashing the lights at him, and then I realise, oh, that's not Dermot.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We actually thought we saw you today. Sorry. We thought we saw you, this is what he's texting me back, will I collect the electric blanket? Yes. So I'm telling him where to go, because I know he's going to go to the wrong cleaners.
The electric blanket's down in our house.
Oh, I can't wait to get the electric blanket.
Have you not got it on?
No, I have to go to dry cleaners, so I'm collecting today.
So we have
so
a half and half
now. We're jumping from one thing to another here. We're half and half, right?
Half and half electric blanket.
What do you mean?
So you can, either half can be controlled.
Oh, you have control of your own electric
blanket. Yes. I can't deal with the heat. So we'd say during the week...
You like getting into a cold bed.
During the week, when I go to bed a little bit earlier than everybody else, she might have the electric blanket on her side for, I don't know, it's probably
hours.
There all day. Yeah. I just put my foot over and go, oh, I couldn't deal with that. That's just too hot. That's going to cook you. So no, but then when it gets deeper into winter, I might slide my one onto one and maybe two.
Yeah, you might sneak and make out that your one is broken and sneak over to her.
I couldn't believe that our electric blankets are back on. It seems like we took them off 5 minutes ago. Are we all right with collections and everything?
Yeah,
we're all good.
Everything's under control. My people are dealing with it.
Electric blankets, we know all that.
Team have it sorted.
Flashing the lights at the wrong person. So you thought you saw me where?
So you, and he drove up the road and I was like, where's David off Top Cottage Road?
Dermot was like,
he could have fake plates on. He said, that's not David. I've done that. Do you know what Dermot does? Drives me nuts. If he's in a particularly, I want to kill him mood. Driving along, really busy in town. I'm in the passenger seat. He'll beep the horn and put his arm over to me in front of my face and wave out the window. So it looks like you beep the horn, people look, and he's over like this waving. So it looks like I'm waving. That's what I have to deal with.
Oh, well, in our car, the safety belt on the passenger side sometimes doesn't go on at the first pull, right?
Like
so it goes, and bing, 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 and then bing, bing, and it drives her mental.
It's all these new fancy cars. You need a piece of crap like me. I don't have any bingy bongies.
It takes about, maybe sometimes 10 seconds before it releases and it clicks in. That 10 seconds is the most... kind of you can cut the air with a knife in that 10 seconds before she gets the safety belt in. The other thing I had was puke on the lawn, which I written down. Yeah, I thought some animal was getting sick on my lawn.
Yeah,
right. And I was going, who's throwing up?
You said that. Yeah, you thought it was the cat was eating slug stuff.
No, it's not. It's fungus. It's a type of a mushroom. It looks like a puke on the lawn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I must get a photograph and send it to you.
Too, I'd love
see,
to see
you
it.
See, can you cook with that?
Yeah. I have this very rare
puke
fungus.
Mushroom.
Puke stew.
A puke stew is right. Quick fire questions.
You're great, David. You're great to be organised. Because if we were to come in here depending on me, I don't know.
You know what you're great at? The little, tiny, little smidgen, keep them interested, little compliment. That's enough to keep them there for another week.
Thanks.
Am I right, though?
Episode 28, you said, was it?
Mario or Sonic?
Mario Sonic was really annoying. I'd love to get him in the bathroom.
That was Sonic.
Spiky head.
Yeah. Mario. Do you remember we got the Mario games first? Yeah. I can't find ours.
Yeah.
You're looking like you stole
it. Know I just did a big swallow there, and I know that looked like I was guilty, but I have my own Mario game. Yeah. I didn't take yours. But remember, it was a big competition. What level are you on now? What level are you on? Honor, like, was it a DS we did it on?
It was one of the, I don't know, the one you open
thing,
up.
Like a kid's game.
Oh, I loved Mario. Mario was, yes.
Like, you could still play Mario. Like.
Oh, I would still play Mario. Yeah. Mario Kart, I'd play against the young ones. Would you wear pants that are three times too big? Or shoes that are three times too small?
Pants that are too big, David, obviously.
I mean, every shoe is three times too small for you.
Oh, you're so mean. Like, look at the Converse. I look like Krusty the Clown's friend.
They're nice Converse.
I love Converse.
Can I borrow them?
Can I have you on?
Do you like my ones? You can wear my
ones. Oh, they're nice. Yeah, you won't get lost in the dark there. Lime green.
Hakuna Matata or YOLO?
I don't know. Either or. Hakuna Matata is what? The Jungle?
No Worries.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about films. No Worries or what's YOLO?
You only live once.
Oh my God, is that what that means? I thought it was like a thing, a person or like a reference to a TV show or something. YOLO.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you only live once. Oh my God. So when you see the hashtag YOLO.
Yeah.
Okay, right, I didn't know that. I need to go, seriously, go back to school on things.
Yeah, you're the one that's the queen of social media.
I need to up my game, I'm showing my age. Okay, so you only live once or no worries?
Yeah.
Is that not the same thing?
No, it's different. Why? Hakuna Matata, no worries, and you only live once.
If I was jumping off a bridge...
You'd be going YOLO.
You only live once. But yeah, but the other one is saying... What was
You get a letter from the bank saying you're in debt. Hakuna Matata.
I think you only live once. Yeah. YOLO.
YOLO. So you're going to be using that forever and
That's
ever.
That's my
now.
New thing.
Would you trim somebody's hair?
God, I don't know what you're going to say there yet.
Might necessarily be on their head.
Okay.
Right? Or clip their toenails.
Or trim their hair? Obviously. Like, could you be more specific about where the hair is?
It could be.
I would trim somebody's arse hair. Over clipping it's the one thing, it's just gross,
isn't it?
And your toenails get more and more gross as you get older, and they get grosser and thicker, and they're gross. They're like ginger nut biscuits.
Oh, whose toes have you been looking at?
Like old people's toes are gross. Like really old people, like.
I don't know how that we got to the point where
we need to run more so our toenails fall off so we don't have gross toenails.
Stop
that
it.
Happened to me once. Did that ever happen to you?
No.
Yeah, my toenail. But you know what? It didn't hurt.
Baby or
one of mine. One of them, not the big one. One of them, but it just fell off when I used to be running. Remember, I did like great running when Grace was a baby. Mintler. And one of my toenails just fell off. And I always thought it'd be like sore, you'd have to bang it.
Yeah.
It just fell off and I didn't feel it.
And grew back.
No toenail. And then it grew back. It's gross. But it's comforting that it doesn't hurt.
I think to answer the question properly, what you're deciding on the toenail, it's the age of the person. Because you've no problem cutting your kids' toenails.
No. That's they're it. Nice it's the appearance of it.
And you have to be careful with your kids' toenails that they're not getting in or getting, you know, they have to get underneath them and all that. But then if you're doing, you know, a 65-year-old man, it's different.
Yeah, you could take an
who's been wearing a boot for...
Yeah. No, gross. Give me hair anywhere. I'll cut that.
Finally for this week. Odd-shaped nose.
Already have one.
Or odd-shaped ears.
Ears?
Because you can hide them with a hat.
Yeah.
Or hair.
Yeah. But I have a bumpy thing from when I got headbutted with the horse that time.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. See that?
I know. She goes on about these problems.
Better.
You must go
when you're taking a picture, I have to kind of either look straight on or look left. But if I look right, I look like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Go on.
So
I don't see it now.
See it there.
That's a real problem. That's the right real problem. Okay. I mean, is there somebody? Can we get surgery or something?
Shut up.
Like that? Jesus, I'd rather cut somebody's toenails than have to look at that snout.
I just have to be straight on to everyone. Straight on everywhere I go.
No side angles.
No side angles.
Oh my God.
As Durham said to me last night, you keep doing that thing with your lips. Stop doing that pouty thing you do with your lips. Himself and Grace kill me when I took a picture and like
Yeah, you'd really.
But I don't have lips, so you have to pout.
Pout.
And I'm like, shut up, they're friggin' taken now. The pictures are taken. I can't do anything.
So we would go with, we would have odd shaped ears because we have no problem with ears and we can cover them with a hat, which is really important. And
or you could be like a DJ because look at you with your headphones on. You'd never know.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? If, to be honest with you, my favourite part of me is probably my ears.
Is it?
Well, I don't know. I've never really thought about
it. Are you like seriously saying that your favourite part of your body is your ears?
Yeah, if I had to pick a favourite part of my body, there's not a lot else I'd be proud of.
Oh, for God's sake, David.
Yeah, finish with
violin again.
Oh, sorry.
What are you
doing?
What are you doing?
Sorry, nothing, sorry. I was going to put on another video first.
Oh, sure, yeah, nobody there wants to hear me.
Well, guys, I hope you're all good.
Shut
today
off.
I am running through a really quick recipe for lovely scones.
God, you look well. You look well in this video.
Why are you doing that? Honestly, I'm sick of hearing my voice. Stop it.
Leave us a message, send us a review, tell us a story about cooking, a cooking disaster.
Ask us a question.
Ask a question. And if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you'll know we'll probably answer it.
Yeah.
And probably answer it truthfully as well. And you can send an email to sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. Thank you for making it the whole way through episode 28.
We did well. No, that was
you're doing better than us now. Yeah. You're doing better than us.
Well. We'll do better next week. I'll do better. You did good. Of course, I come in unprepared as always.
See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.